We had a challenge at the University of Tromsø. 10 years ago, we were the worst university in Norway in terms of the number of women in full professorships, under 10%. Today, we're the best university in Norway with over 30%. That doesn't happen by itself. That happens as a result of deliberate actions. The last part of that jump happened while I was serving as what you call the Pro Vice Chancellor for Research, and I had responsibility for this, and I made a project that we called the Promotion Project, and I don't have time to tell you all about it, but you can read about it there. Let me tell you just a couple of things about it. As I was starting that project, I talked to a lot of people on campus, and especially women on campus, and asked them about this gap that we also have between the highest level and the next highest level. And one of the things that I heard from them was about the confidence gap. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, and it doesn't really matter. And in fact, I think that's an important point. We don't actually have to know the cause of an imbalance to try to fix it. But I thought, okay, maybe there's something to this. So I built this project, and this project was about recruiting women who were at the next highest level who consider themselves to be within 2 or 3 years of being able to apply for promotion. We have a system in Norway where you initiate yourself that application for promotion. And women tended to apply much later than men. So I recruited these women, and one of the things that we did with them is that we simulated the whole promotion process. And we did that in a very serious way. We did a whole training program about how you put together the portfolio that you need to submit. We actually engaged external people just like we do in a real promotion situation. We asked them to write the kind of report that they would normally write for a promotion evaluation. And furthermore, we asked them to write a letter to the individual and say, here's what I think you should work on the next 2 or 3 years in order to be qualified at the level of full professor. One thing that was interesting is that when those mock evaluations, or they were real evaluations, but in the simulation, came back, about 10% of the participants received feedback that said, you're there. You should apply. You're already a professor. And when I talked to those women, without exception, they all said to me, I had no idea. And they applied, and they all got it. And that was terrific. The simulation of that promotion process was very important. A second thing that was important was that we did not develop some kind of mentor program. Instead, we used the actual line of management, department chairs, and deans, and engaged them and had them work out career plans with those women. And one thing I want to tell you about that is that many department chairs have come up to me afterwards and said, you know, it was really through the promotion project and the training that you did that I first learned how to do a good job of career planning with people in my department, and now I do it with everyone. And I think that's a real example of a case where an investment in the work of gender equality leads to a better situation for everyone. Indeed, some department chairs tell me that young men in their departments come up to them and say, hey, the women are experiencing these trial in this promotion simulation. I'd like to do something like that. And the chairs say, great, let's make that happen. So we've become better at nurturing young faculty members as a result of running a project about getting more women to the top. We learned lots of things. As a result of doing this project, we learned better how our national system of promotion works. We read a lot of research. We learned, for example, that women, young women who work with senior women, are more likely to be put in a first author position than young women who work with senior men. That's also been published in the Proceedings of PNAS last summer. So young women who have worked mostly in labs run by men have fewer first-authored articles, and that makes promotion more difficult for them. We learned other things too, like that phrase, all other things being equal, that never gets used. I mean, actually never. We couldn't find cases where two people, a man and a woman, had been considered equally well qualified, and the woman had then gotten the job or the promotion. So we learned a lot about what was going on in our system, and that's all about, that gives leadership the tool to act, to do something new, to do something creative, to do something different.